Every morning, millions of us engage in an intimate ritual, applying cosmetics and personal care products directly to our skin. We trust these products to be safe, even beneficial. Yet beneath the glossy packaging lies a disturbing reality. The cosmetics industry operates with minimal regulation, routinely using ingredients linked to cancer, birth defects, and reproductive harm. What if that moisturizer you apply daily contains hormone disruptors? What if your baby's gentle shampoo harbors carcinogens? These aren't hypothetical questions, but documented realities exposed in Not Just a Pretty Face. The book has become a cornerstone of the clean beauty movement, inspiring celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and Jessica Alba to launch non-toxic product lines and influencing policy discussions worldwide. Why do products applied directly to our bodies face less scrutiny than the food we eat? The answer reveals a troubling gap between consumer trust and corporate accountability. A 2004 study revealed newborns carry 287 industrial chemicals in their umbilical cord blood, including 180 carcinogens, 217 neurotoxins, and 208 compounds linked to birth defects. This chemical body burden represents an unprecedented human experiment. Environmentalist Charlotte Brody discovered 85 toxins in her body from companies like Dow and Monsanto, despite never using their products. Mary Brune found her breast milk contained perchlorate, pesticides, mercury, and lead while nursing her infant. The Hammond family's case was even more striking. Their 5-year-old daughter, Michaela, showed extremely high levels of dibutyl phthalate, while 2-year-old Rowan had record-breaking flame retardant concentrations. Most synthetic chemicals in today's children didn't exist pre-World War II. The petroleum boom created numerous miracle products without safety evaluation. Most industrial chemicals entered the market untested for long-term health effects. Most concerning are hormone-disrupting chemicals, which can impact development at extremely low doses and trigger health problems that manifest years after exposure. Lead in lipstick is a proven concern. Tests in 2006 found lead in every lipstick sample, some at levels 4 times the FDA's candy limit. When confronted, the industry dismissed concerns, claiming a lead-free world is impossible. Unlike food additives, cosmetic ingredients don't require safety testing for long-term effects. The FDA has minimal oversight. Companies determine safety themselves. California alone sells 220 tons of personal care products daily, equivalent to 2 tanker trucks of cosmetic chemicals. Phthalates, compounds used to soften vinyl and hold scent, have been known to disrupt testosterone for 25 years. Animal studies show dibutyl phthalate, DBP, causes low sperm counts, testicular atrophy, and genital birth defects. Human health patterns mirror these findings. Research in 2002 found phthalates in 75% of tested products, including hairsprays, deodorants, and all fragrances. A 2005 study linked phthalate levels in pregnant women to genital abnormalities in their sons, while another found cologne users had double the phthalate levels of non-users. Have you checked your bathroom cabinet lately? When Jane Houlihan of the Environmental Working Group compiled comprehensive data on cosmetic ingredients, she uncovered alarming practices. Brands routinely used ingredients in ways their own industry safety panel deemed unsafe. Products like Destin diaper rash ointment contained sodium borate, explicitly warned against for use on infant skin. The Skin Deep database revealed personal care products were essentially the chemical industry in a bottle. The 2005 findings showed 1/3 of products contained cancer-linked ingredients, 45% had reproductive or developmental toxins, and 60% contained hormone disruptors. Despite pure and gentle claims, up to 80% of products harbor unlisted hazards. David Steinman found Johnson & Johnson's baby products contained sodium lauryl sulfate, which creates 1,4-dioxane, a probable carcinogen, present in 18 of 24 tested products. Fragrance, protected as a trade secret, can mask hundreds of undisclosed chemicals in nearly half of all products, even those labeled unscented. These hidden ingredients include allergens, phthalates, and sensitizers capable of permanent immune system damage, not as rare exceptions, but as industry standard practices. The cosmetics industry thrives on deception about both ingredient safety and beauty standards. Digital photo retouchers admit to extensively modifying every fashion photo, fixing noses, reshaping bodies, and removing pounds through 20-30 rounds of editing. This creates an impossible standard of beauty that harms women's self-image. The health impacts disproportionately affect women of color, African American women who represent 12% of the U.S. population but account for 21% of hair care spending, face heightened exposure through products like relaxers, perms, and dyes. Hair conditioners marketed to Black women often contain hormone-disrupting placenta linked to early puberty and breast cancer. In Asian markets, skin whitening products containing harmful ingredients like hydroxyquinone dominate sales. Though banned in the EU, hydroxyquinone remains legal in U.S. products despite being a known carcinogen that damages multiple body systems. Even as dermatologists warn that genetic skin color cannot be permanently altered, the white beauty trend continues driving cosmetic industry growth across Asia. Pinkwashing refers to companies that claim to fight breast cancer while potentially contributing to its rise through their practices. Breast cancer rates have increased significantly, with over half of cases unexplained by knowing risk factors, suggesting environmental causes like carcinogens and hormone-disrupting chemicals. Many companies selling pink ribbon products, including major cosmetics brands like Revlon, Estee Lauder, and Avon, appear on toxicity watch lists. Despite their breast cancer fundraising campaigns, these companies have opposed legislation requiring disclosure of cancer-linked ingredients in their products. The pink ribbon's origins tell a different story. Charlotte Haley created the first breast cancer awareness ribbon in Peach, distributing them to protest inadequate prevention funding. When Estee Lauder and Self magazine sought to commercialize her ribbon, Haley refused. They subsequently chose pink for its soothing qualities, a stark contrast to the reality of breast cancer. The campaign for safe cosmetics emerged in 2004, challenging companies to eliminate harmful chemicals. While major companies resisted, smaller natural products companies embraced change. When confronted about phthalates, Unilever defended their product safety while offering new fragrance alternatives. Green chemistry pioneer Amy Cannon developed a UV light method for non-toxic perms, earning recognition from the Society of Cosmetic Chemists in 2006. Women drive environmental health progress as primary shoppers and the largest voting bloc. Dr. Devra Davis promotes Girl Cots, supporting safer products while organizing for market change. Individual shopping choices aren't enough. As Jeremiah Holland from America's First Biomonitored Family notes, the only solution is to change public policy so these chemicals are banned at the point of production. From grassroots movements to government action, momentum builds. What we put on our bodies matters as much as what goes in them. Through demanding transparency, supporting responsible companies, and advocating stronger regulations, we can transform this industry.